All right, BDBO podcast. This your girl, Chocolate City, big CEO in this thing. Oh, the kind that melts in your mouth and not in your hands.
Man.
Period.
She's wild.
Great.
Well, this is Miss Gypsy.
This your boy, the one and only Mr. In and Out.
It's your boy Dangerous. He'll still be in the Dangerous Man, always and forever.
It's your favorite co-CEO sleeping butt on woke right now. You know what I'm saying?
We got Doll Face.
So quick. And we got, and what it is, what it ain't, you got your boy Chill Wheel from Show Enough Riders and the Chillville podcast checking in. What's up with you?
Ready.
All right, our topic for today, this is for everybody. This is a gender neutral question. Does size matter? And we're going to start from the right side and go to the left.
How is that a general?
Does the penis size matter? Does the coochie hole size matter? Like, on your
size matter for the men, ass. A big old ass. A little ass. Shout out to my little booty bitches.
Little booty bottles.
We'll see what we can do with it.
Okay, I'm going to say yes and no.
Oh, is it a,
I'm gonna say no, the size don't matter when you're giving a lot of passion, and yes, like when you just got some bum ass dick and you just a nigga that I'm just calling. What you think?
Man, I feel like shit, as far as me as a man, shit, the size matter. I mean, it really depends on the woman with me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you got, that's what I'm attracted to, you know what I'm saying? I don't got no type. You might have more ass than more titties one day.
But big coochie hoes.
Oh, man. Hey, first off, niggas make coochie good. So, real nigga make coochie good. So, I don't come across bad coochie.
The worst coochie could ever be is good.
Okay, I do
want to
know from the fellas, like, have y'all had a big pussy? Like, the hole was just
flat. I didn't ask. But no, it's never the hole.
No.
It's always when you in there. No. The pussy gets spacious.
I don't think so either. It's a muscle. It's time.
Okay, that's what
nah,
I
that's kept. I done been in some spacious pussy.
But that's because she wanted to fuck somebody that
nah,
day.
Nah, I ain't been. Yeah. And I know a lot of shit. Nah, I was a hoe.
Yeah, she would too, bro. Yeah.
But nah, sure. I don't really.
This hole is supposed to go back to its natural size.
It'd be hard for somebody that day and can't fuck you.
Don't believe it, just watch.
Jeff, what you like? Do the size matter?
Bro, all I'm saying, bro, life is wild.
For me, size is, it don't really matter. It's about the motion in the ocean.
Okay.
Chocolate
tip. Size does matter. I don't like big dicks.
Huh?
Oh, I'm scared.
Give me a weird question. Hold up. What you said?
Like, you don't want that, like, too fucking huge shit to just fuck your shit up. Like, sex is not enjoyable and shit like that. Like, I like enjoyable sex. Nobody's saying, like, not no average size or no nice size penis, but, like, they're too fucking big shit. They're too... Don't nobody want that shit.
The team.
What are we having sex for? You're jacking off inside of me, literally. You're the only one that's getting satisfaction.
Yeah,
and am I really wet or am I bleeding? We won't know until you nut, huh?
But according to Twitter.
Get the fuck out of me.
According to Twitter, y'all hoes won't lose.
Them hoes, love. I'm speaking. I only got
tree branches.
I'm going to drive out of LA.
Babies come out their things.
I'm
going to
look at a long dick, but don't bring it up here because I can't.
Yeah, like being a stripper. Swanking around or some shit.
Yeah. Like I want to see.
It's getting too loud.
But as far as me having sex with you, I want you to go to hell by midnight.
I mean, for me, I'd have had big and I'd have had small, or well, not small, regular. So, I mean, both was enjoyable.
But you have to.
Both was enjoyable.
What is a woman's perspective on big? Because when I say big, I'm talking about
7 inches.
Damn.
7 inches. Fuck all the mics up. Well, no, 7 inches is the perfect number. That's the perfect. Anything over there?
But it's like...
But no, we can't go by the inches because I'd rather have a thick dick than a short dick.
And I'd rather... I don't want those skinny ones. So I understand what you're saying. That skinny shit going straight to your heart, you're going to throw up. And you can't do nothing. That shit ain't enjoyable either.
That's what be going on.
I'm falling.
like an average size dick and he know how to stroke it. Like, I mean, make you cringe.
I need half a squirt.
Like,
yeah, I want to lie. Hey, make sure y'all hear that song that AOI Lito and AOI King just dropped. Good. You know.
Anyway, back on topic.
I mean, I don't know. When my experience with Big Penis, because that motherfucker, I feel like, was a horse. It's about how you control it. Because you can control it, though. If you take control, I promise you, you're going to get your satisfaction as well.
Yeah,
big dick niggas like to take control. When they get you from the back and put the elbow, their arm on the back, on your back, your neck, they in there. And you
it
just,
don't matter what you do. Get it out of me. Right now.
If a nigga ain't put his foot on y'all back or y'all neck yet, it ain't too much.
That's
shit.
A different type of sex.
Welcome to the hood.
That's fucking.
That's different. Yeah.
Ain't no sex no
that
more.
That is fucking.
You my slut. That's
different. But you're not gonna feel the foot. No horse dick doing all that. Like, let's be real.
You're not. It's because it's not going nowhere.
All right, so we can get back on topic. Dangerous, the size matter or the pussy to you, bro?
I mean, shit, nah, I ain't. Oh, man. Like you said, I don't discriminate.
So, like, do you enjoy fat pussy or slim pussy?
Man, it's all juicy.
Pussy is pussy.
As niggas can I ask, bro, that bitch is like, wet, do man, we really come across too much in, like, if anything, the most we gonna see is a pussy that look different. As niggas, though, let's be for real.
Okay, I wanna know. I do wanna know from the men. Like, okay, if you see, like, the big Mook's knuckle poking through her tights. Is there a difference when you in there? Like, no,
nah,
there's no difference.
Nah,
okay, so why
do
y'all be so excited about a moose knuckle?
A camel
toe.
A moose knuckle is another level.
Especially if she got a big forehead. That big forehead, they got all them juices up there. No, that thing be dripping.
When a nigga get a moose knuckle, a nigga is at home. A nigga like fuck
a man, it's all about the visual. We get turned on by the visual and just thinking about the shit.
Cause I'm gonna tell you what really good.
We can be sitting here thinking about pussy all day and dick be rock hard. As soon as we get into it, we bust a nut.
Your sexiest moment in your clothes, your favorite clothes. We like, you feel me? That what nigga.
That's our foreplay.
Me speaking. I can't speak for every nigga, but that what niggas be on. Like, damn, there what be in them clothes when we hitting. We thinking about you dressed up.
Okay, so that bring me to how freaky is too freaky?
I ain't no too freaky. You just not licking my head, baby.
You say she can lick your ass?
She's not licking my head.
But you don't know. Like, okay, if she's licking that dick, she on your balls, and she go down on the gooch. Let me tell you, hold on. So she on the gooch, and then she... You're not even gonna fucking know. That dick gonna get rock hard.
Like, I'm bro, these people at this table, I ain't had that conversation with 1,000 times, bro. She's not gonna make it to my gooch. The balls is as low
so
as
so you don't like the gooch?
Nope. Hey, you tripping, nigga.
On the fair side.
I eat some ass, though. Don't get me wrong. I eat some ass.
But
I
feel like you would know if she got trash ass head. If she got sloppy
toppy
and she on the balls,
no,
you not gonna
bitch,
know that
so
she on that gooch.
I'm not putting
my question is, because some of y'all men like when it's sloppy head and all this spit going to your ass, what's the difference?
Because bro, hold on,
I'm not sucking dick if it ain't spit on my eyebrows. Do you hear me? Period. It got to be sloppy.
Second off that motion. But you have to actually know what that nigga like.
Yeah, that's true. Because
some niggas don't even like that shit.
Who?
Some niggas want their ass wet, and some niggas don't.
That's dumb nigga problem.
That ain't got shit to do with me. I mean, I know, I do understand, but that ain't got shit to do with me.
I
want to
have to take a shower after you get done.
But listen.
Yeah, I fucks with that, though. I enjoy.
I enjoy.
I like all different type of head. No bitch suck dick the same. Just like this.
So, if it's sloppy, they most of turn me on. You know what I'm saying? Some say, all
right, so here's a question.
It can turn me on.
What kind of head do you like?
As a man, shit, like I said, bro. It all depends on the bitch and her technique, my dog. Like, that shit can go multiple ways. Like, a lot, like, one thing I hate is a bitch that like to make extra noises and don't be doing shit. Like, bitch, you sound like a cow who muffles cut wrong. Like, cut it out. Stop. Leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? But I done probably came across 4 bitches in my life that really get down to the business, folk. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, and they all had different ways. I had a big on goddamn gobble, like a turkey. You know what I'm saying? I had a neat freak, you feel me? She gonna keep it clean, but she gonna work. It's labels to this shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, y'all understand? Mm-hmm. But, like, okay, head to head, bro. It's all a vibe to me. I'm a Scorpio, so however the fuck you make me feel, like, your vibe, like, I teach you if you don't know what you're doing. I'll talk you through it. Fuck it, bro.
I don't want to have to teach you. I want you to.
I shouldn't have to, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody not like it.
Are you really
like
going to enjoy it if she on that spot and you have to say, go back to that spot?
I would manipulate the process. I've never been to say, hey, you doing this your job? I will kill you first. And we'll just talk about it
later. Bitch better snatch my soul. You know what I'm saying? Just get, however you get it, just
it'll be
get
a thought process. You'll be like, did I do good? Did I not do good? What's going on?
If you got to ask yourself that, you wasn't good.
No, I'm saying for them, not for me. Because, like, that's my thing. You have to, as a woman, I have to get mine regardless.
I feel like
the nigga gonna get
it's hard for a lot of niggas to bust off head. Like, am I? Nah, I'm saying for
you ain't had no big head then. If you can't
A bitch still gonna have to work for it. You better get it out.
No, you can nut and still not go down. That's cool.
Man, I'm busting this shit.
But you ain't never had no nut off a head. You're a liar or.
I bust off head. Like I said, it's only a select few who gonna make a nigga like, you feel me, really.
Now he's sucking no dick for real.
Bruh. Hey, but y'all, hey, women got a lot of ways of manipulating shit. I'm just saying. Women don't suck
every dick the same. Dick in your mouth.
Women don't suck every dick the same, bro. I'm just saying. I know. Right. I know when a bitch trying to suck my dick for real and when a bitch that like, I'm gonna top him off so he hard so we can
fuck. That's a fact. That's a fact.
It's niggas that's woke. And niggas at this table is woke.
We figure back on topic. All right, Poom, how freaky is too freaky?
That's too freaky. You want to eat my ass? Nasty.
Big old. Big old. Don't stick shit in my ear. That's all I can say. I said it again. I'll say it again. Just don't stick shit in my ear.
Just what's on.
In your ass?
How you eat ass?
Your toes stick your toes in your ass.
Oh, he said don't stick. What did he just say? You said don't stick nothing in my ear, right?
Don't stick toes in my ass. Oh.
Because you eat ass don't mean you sticking your tongue in that motherfucker. Licking ass is on the outside of that motherfucker. You licking the ass.
When I eat a bitch ass, I'm in there.
Well, that's your version of eating ass.
I'm in there.
Come on, different version of eating ass. You eating the cola. You eating chitlins.
Nah.
Let's
nah,
just establish that everybody's sex is not the same sex.
It's not.
It's not.
It ain't.
It's not. Jesus. But it's easy to. Sex is easy to manipulate.
All right, Chocolate City. What's your definition?
My definition of what's too freaky?
Yeah.
Haven't got there yet.
That's
cap. That's what I'm talking about. Gang shit. I am Miss Gypsy. Taco shit.
I haven't got there yet.
It's cap. But damn.
I feel it. Well, shit. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers.
Me. You gotta be always shit.
Well, me personally, Joe. Me being a nigga, anything goes. Don't push it up my ass, though. That's the only thing.
But what you eat your ass at?
I don't. I eat ass.
You got your ass at, bro. Like
I haven't.
Okay.
I eat ass, though.
Me too.
Thank God, I'm a fucking munch.
I was eating ass y'all thought it wasn't cool.
I'm a munch. I'm Kevin Gates with
it. Yeah. Do you put your tongue in the asshole?
Yeah, you put the tip of that motherfucker and twirl it around.
I won't put it in the room.
You put a tip
of you in her anal cavity. The fuck? You gonna eat some ass, nigga? You get in that ass.
Hey, if she fresh out the shower, know how clean motherfucker that motherfucker clean.
Okay, dangerous. What's too freaky?
Talk to us.
Yeah, I'm about on the same. You know, just don't fuck with my ass. Leave my ass alone. You be all good. Yeah.
That's my nigga.
It's just a booty hole.
Yeah, I don't care. Leave it alone.
I seen some. Y'all got a confession. This girl was pegging her dude.
What's that?
Where she strapped him.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Okay, now I feel like, I got to question your manhood, but it did kind of turn me out. But I wouldn't do it, but it was a little exciting.
I watch gay porn.
I don't watch gay porn.
I watch men fuck men.
I can't see two hard-ass niggas on each other.
That turns me the fuck on.
Y'all are weird.
But I feel like pegging is too far.
I can't do that.
That's too far.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a little tip of my pinky, but not no whole strap.
I can't do that.
No, I can't do that
either. I just look at it.
It's crazy.
I am a watcher though. I'm a creep.
Munch.
Ain't no munch. I ain't eating shit.
Digging ass.
Huh?
You eat digging ass. So you know.
When I feel like that, you dig ass pussy.
Alright, munch.
Ladies. Ladies, can he go in your booty hole and then into your coochie?
That is horrible.
Let me tell you, y'all hoes is playing games. Because y'all know y'all let that nigga go from that booty hole to that coochie.
I know.
They just don't want to admit it. They done let that nigga go in that booty hole and go into that coochie.
I heard you can only do like one at a time. Because this shit like...
Yeah, because bacteria and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you either gonna need the pussy. How they say it, dude? Because I'll be searching. I'm trying to know. Eat the ass last. But you supposed to eat the ass, then eat the pussy.
You thinking too much. You have to think that hard to have sex with a woman you should not be having sex
with. Bruh, you still want to take care of your pussy. You still want to take care of your
body in your mouth a thousand times.
Niggas want to take care of their pussy, bro. I want to know how to treat their pussy right. I don't want you to get no easy infections. I don't want you to get no UTIs. I feel all that. We can be nasty. But
you do that by having sex with multiple people.
Nah, that's not the only way.
It's not, but that's the most current way.
And y'all nigga be careful eating ass. I just want to say that every bitch don't clean her ass good.
That's what you do it after she get out the shower. But yeah, you right though, still.
After the shower, so that means y'all not going for that tank pussy. I just got out of work.
Man, I'm going to eat some after one pussy. After one pussy get ate. That's some of the best pussy in the world.
Boy, you better come get some of this tank pussy.
The twine let them muster.
That's when you smell it on your top lip for a couple of days. You done brush your teeth, wash your face, but
you wash your face.
I wash my face with soap in my hand. I couldn't get over the sink.
Your hand? Did you wash your hand?
Yeah, sanitized too. Fermentative. Don't even start it. Just talk.
What I was saying was, would you let your woman? All right, a man wants to pay your woman to come in the room fully dressed and just undress and tease him, but she's in lingerie at the end.
Nope.
If he pay you like a certain amount of money, a lot of money at that, like, would you allow? Like, nope. Or how would you feel? And what?
Right. Running around. Whoever want to go, right or left, right or left. It don't matter.
Well, I say yes.
Me personally, bro, like, you can look at my bitch all damn day, dude. End of the day, she coming home with me. Probably gonna fuck the same night. That's my bitch. You can look at her. You can't get her, though. Can't touch her. She mine. So I don't give a fuck.
If a nigga got enough money to see my bitch naked, a nigga got enough money to fuck my bitch.
So what was the question? What was the question?
Would you let another man pay you to undress and tease him? With your man. But I guess it's the same way, vice versa though.
Would you let a woman pay you
to watch your man
undress?
It's not even it. Would you let a woman pay one of y'all to just sit in there and watch your nigga beating me? You would.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And there's the difference between niggas and women.
I'm not gonna let.
Not really, cause some niggas don't
lie. Watch my nigga beat his knee or undress or nothing like that. Come on, okay.
Man. That's real.
I fuck with goddamn weird shit. The nigga damn the CIA is in every day when she go out. So shit.
That's cap.
That's different though.
I'll walk up to one of y'all niggas right now with 500,000 and say, all I want to do is see your woman naked right now. Y'all's on
it. They said lingerie. They didn't say naked.
No, they walking in with lingerie, nigga.
No, they walking in with clothes.
You're not listening. They're walking in full of clothes. We didn't run it back. You just said walking in full of clothes and getting undressed to your lingerie.
I'm going to say no, period, if my dude come to me with the idea, because, like, let it be my idea. I probably feel more comfortable to do it. But if it's your idea, then it's a hell no. I'm still not going to do it, period.
Once a nigga lose his woman, bro, I don't care what a nigga say. A nigga can sit here and be play all day as he want to, bro. I'm telling y'all, I'm a nigga. I'm keeping it real. Once the woman I love give herself away, period, that shit is over with.
But is that giving herself away?
That definitely is.
Once a nigga find out that woman got fucked by another nigga, it's over with. That's a woman to take a nigga back for cheating, a nigga never be able to do that.
But you getting looked at. Women get looked at on
like,
the daily.
It's like saying you don't want your woman wearing a bikini when she goes into the beat.
Listen, you gotta understand. That's how it go.
Not really.
Women is evolving. Shout out to y'all. I'm not taking nothing from it. Soundboard, clap it up. Woo. But you think about it. It was one of the questions I had in the book. Our granddaddies got us, Sally Mae on the north side, Brenda Well on the south side. But he kind of, I don't know who, your grandma, him. But at the end of the day, he paying bills. The kid took care of him. Niggas is supposed to front a cake. That's what niggas is made for. It's not
that's what they used to be made for.
No, that's the game. They're not made for that no more. Yeah, I took the game, but I'm telling you. All right, same thing. Another question.
But
would you date a porn star? Would you date a porn star?
My perspective is, I would
You wouldn't date a porn star, but a motherfucker can come in and watch your man beating me.
Depending on what type of level we was on. I wouldn't say that. I'm not talking porn star. I'm talking about from the original question. If I would allow my mate or whatever to do things of that nature, because I did say come fully dressed to come down to lingerie. Strictly on that. On both ends, male or female, I wouldn't have no problem with it. And I would actually like to sit in and watch.
Exactly. And I'm going to piggyback off yours because the person that's paying is not touching you. They're not fucking you. They're not doing anything of that nature. So, yeah.
It also takes content and context in what we're saying. You're going to let a fat, uncomfortable-ass looking motherfucker do that? You're going to let a nice, young, rich, handsome young man in shape. I just want to watch you be naked. And then let's throw this in there. You can't be in there.
But they never said that they couldn't be in there. But that was not what was
said. If he's able to fuck my bitch, I got a chick that's his bitch, I'm gone.
So why would you even?
That was never your bitch.
Y'all niggas truly don't want to do that. If you would leave her for it, that go against what y'all saying.
That's not my.
If a nigga said it,
but if she. No, you're not listening, dude. He not able to. He's not fucking. He just looking. If he's able to fuck, if he's able to persuade her to fuck, that's different.
If we making scenarios, let's make scenarios.
You going out. We answering your question. You still trying to go more left than you already is.
I'm being literal.
Right. I come down to my lingerie. That's it.
Then you went all the way left with
this. Tease him. That's it. You have to touch him and tease him. See your
bitch get undressed.
So would you?
Get undressed to her lingerie.
We got to record it. It's okay.
So for sleepy, this means okay, sleepy. So that means you must be an insecure nigga.
It's not that, bro. When you got your woman, bro, I don't give a nobody say my woman is my woman, cuz I don't give a fuck, man.
I hear the thing on
this. This is like saying,
bro, if these niggas will let y'all do that, these niggas don't fuck with y'all, and now I'm saying it.
But it's like saying you date Rihanna or something.
You say no, that's real man shit.
KD, listen to my question though. Like they're saying you date Rihanna or something, so she can't do them Vogue magazines, Ebony magazines.
You're not listening
to my question, my nigga. You still busy trying to make a point. You not listening to this the same topic. Say you dating Rihanna right now, so she couldn't do them Ebony magazines, them Vogue magazines, none of that shit. Was she naked and shit? She couldn't do none of that. So you making her miss out on them M's for that shit. Because you may have said, because she.
Show me Rihanna naked on Vogue.
Are you crazy?
She on Instagram naked, nigga.
She on a red carpet, butt ass nigga with a chain on. A chain dress on.
Show me. I ain't seen her. Show me.
That's crazy. I feel like that's crazy. that's crazy because any woman, because we're in Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi women go to the club daily, nightly.
It's not in Jackson. Hey, these women all over
I know, world. That's what I'm saying. Like, motherfuckers wearing see-through, they wearing see-through clothes, right, nothing but little security panties under it and all that.
Every big guy that titties out there.
Nipple
tape. Right. I feel that. And at the end of the day, you told me this, and I say this, you can't stop a bad bitch from being a bad bitch, but it's still...
Don't get a bad
bitch. That's not bad bitch. See, you can be... So listen. Why y'all taking it there? It don't look, hold up.
It's that
listen,
it's, no, it's not taking
I ain't
that.
Say
it's
nothing about stopping the bed. Who's to say every time a nigga wanna see your bitch naked, she gotta be a bad bitch? A nigga is gonna hold his bitch at a certain level. I don't care what nad niggas say. I don't care.
Yo, my thing, beach.
Yo, bitch, yo, woman, it's all the same thing, bro.
It's not.
It's insecurities that follow it's an online factor. It's not.
If that's the case, y'all let a nigga pay y'all to see y'all mama naked. If y'all pay it, let a nigga pay you to walk in your ass and see your woman naked. No, fuck that. That's real nigga shit.
Am I lying,
Craig? Am I lying, bro?
Yeah,
if you
don't have nothing to do with each other, that's the difference between my woman and my mama.
But listen,
I can't deal with you.
Y'all are not dating. Y'all really fuck with each other. You're my home. If these niggas say they do that, you can walk in my mama's house and spit on her floor and see her nigga for $100,000, but I'd be damned if I let a nigga do it. So what the fuck you think I'm going to let a nigga do to my bitch?
That's
who I'm
going
to have kids with?
But that's you, KD. That's your opinion.
That's a man, nigga.
No, that's the difference.
Once I think my wife is over with, y'all do that. Let a nigga approach y'all for that money and y'all ask them and they let y'all do it and watch how they treat y'all.
I feel what he's saying because he's saying,
Why would y'all put yourself in that position and why would your wife? Why the fuck not? I want to find out if this is my bitch or not.
So is y'all that hungry for money to where you gotta do that?